Anyway, now it's time to join Mira Senthilingam, who's been at the Science Museum in London this week to celebrate its 100th birthday. And to mark the occasion, as with all great parties, the museum has launched a special exhibition showcasing 10 iconic inventions from the history of science, such as Stevenson's rocket, the Pilot ACE computer, the Apollo 10 capsule and the DNA double helix. So Mira went along to find out more.
2009 marks 100 years since the opening of London Science Museum. So this week I've come down to the museum in Kensington for the launch of the centenary celebrations. Now to mark this special anniversary, the Science Museum is launching its Centenary Journey Trail, which identifies 10 scientific icons. And in addition to this trail, there's a public vote to identify the most significant object in the history of science. Today's event was launched by the Secretary of State for Business, Enterprise and Regulatory Reform, Lord Peter Mandelson. And here's what he had to say about the importance of science and the Science Museum in society today.
The road from a late-night brainwave to scientific breakthrough, then commercial success, is a long, hard and rocky road. But it does start with the thirst for knowledge and a love for innovation. And over the last 100 years, the Science Museum has helped feed and nurture that spirit for countless British innovators. It's helped explain and show the role of science in our lives in all its glory.
That was Lord Peter Mandelson discussing the importance of science in society today. Now, today's centenary celebrations were also launched by the museum's director, Chris Rapley. So, Chris, tell me a bit about the origins of the Science Museum.
Well, we can trace our origins right back to the 1851 Great Exhibition, which was a celebration of Victorian industrial design and production. In fact, Prince Albert, Queen Victoria's husband, was really one of the driving forces behind that. And it was hugely successful. Something like the equivalent of about one-third of Britain's population at the time visited that exhibition. They had 6 million visitors in 5 months. And they set up an organisation called the South Kensington Museum. So that's what we trace our origins to.
And what would you say the original kind of role of the Science Museum was?
Okay, well, what's really important, you always find historic champions, and the historic champions at the time were the astronomer Norman Lockyer in particular, who actually established Nature magazine, which is still, you know, the premier science magazine. And he and others saw the science collection as hugely important to both the scientific, cultural and industrial benefit of the nation. And our view, of course, is, you know, plus ça change, it's exactly the same today. We're using those objects not just to engage people with something interesting, but hopefully to engage them with thinking about how they can change the future, because ahead of us lie great challenges. Science and technology will play an enormous role in either solving those or not, and we want everybody to play a part in that.
Chris Rapley, director of the Science Museum, discussing the origins of the museum and the role it plays in inspiring science in society today. Now, two people showcasing some of the scientific icons on display here are John Liffens, the curator of communications, and Katie Mack, the curator of medicine. So, John, which icon are you representing?
As curator of communications, I suppose I really have to go for the Cook and Wheatstone five-needle telegraph. This really represents the beginning of electrical communication. The world exists today on communication. For the last sort of 150 years, you know, it's been part of what's been making the world a smaller place. It all started back in London in 1837 with a demonstration of a simple device where, with magnetic needles pointing to different letters, you could send a message over a distance.
And Katie, you are here supporting the X-ray machine. So what makes this the most important icon?
Well, X-rays have absolutely changed the way we visualise and understand the world and our bodies. Before the discovery of X-rays, only surgeons could really sort of understand the mess inside our bodies. It's revolutionised medical diagnosis, and also it's changed science and the way we understand materials. We wouldn't even know about other icons on the list, such as the structure of DNA, without X-ray crystallography. And also, unlike all the other icons, which have been made by adult scientists and expert engineers, this was made by a precocious 15-year-old and his father. Just a matter of days, they were inspired after they first heard about Röntgen's discovery, and sort of when he was publishing it in 1896. I'm voting for it on behalf of all the sort of amateur scientists performing cutting-edge research at home.
Katie Maggs and John Liffens, both curators here at the Science Museum. And now back to Chris Rapley. Chris, Why were these items chosen above so many other inventions in the history of science?
Well, of course, we went through an exercise here with our own staff saying, well, you know, what do you think had the biggest impact on the last 100 years? So you can see why Stephenson's rocket, which completely transformed expectation of transportation around the country, both of goods and people. The Apollo 10 module, you know, the pinnacle of human achievement in many ways, it's still marvellous that humans, you know, managed to send small numbers round the moon and indeed onto the surface of the moon. Penicillin, how many people's lives have been changed, you know, saved by penicillin? So there are lots of different ways of looking at this, but of course we're open to debate and discussion. If somebody listening to the programme thinks, no, they got it wrong, I think they should have chosen something else, we'd be very happy to enter that debate.
You can look through the remaining icons chosen by the museum by visiting sciencemuseum.org.uk/centenary. You can vote for your favourite or even suggest something you think they've missed. That was Meera Senthilingam there talking to Katie Maggs, Lord Peter Mandelson, Chris Rapley and John Liffin. Now, I personally think in the top 10 there should be pasteurisation, DNA sequencing and the jet engine. How about
Do you
Chris?
Want the list? The list of they've got on there is steam engines, Stephenson's rocket, electric telegraph, X-ray machine, Model T Ford, penicillin, V2 rockets, Pilot Ace computer, the double helix and the Apollo 10 capsule. No, they didn't pick on your one. What about you, Dave? What would be on your icon list?
I think probably the biggest thing is probably the printing press, because the only way science can keep on going forward is if you can learn from other people in the rest of the world what they've done. And until you've got the printing press, that's very, very difficult.
Well, I sort of thought in the same vein, and I thought modern day impact on people, similar sort of idea. I went for the internet. I felt that everyone thinks a museum should have old things in it, but that's not necessarily the case. And the internet, I think, has been the greatest leveller and the biggest communications tool and the biggest conduit for information that we've ever seen in the history of mankind. So I would definitely put that as an icon. I also had radio and the radar and transistors, because without transistors, we couldn't have an internet, we couldn't have computers, we couldn't have anything. So William Shockley's transistor I had on my list as well.